This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I got to hear it for myself. I've heard it secondhand, but we think Joe Scarborough this morning on Morning Joe said something to the effect that he was disgusted that people applauded the president last night at the football game. Joe Scarborough is a co-host of a television news program on MSNBC, former Republican member of Congress. But if he in fact said that, or some version of that.
Why would that surprise you?
I guess it wouldn't surprise me, Todd. I just think it. I think it will give all of us a pretty good.
It would surprise me if he would be applauding the president. It's MSNBC. Come on.
I understand that, but I mean, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to like that the president got applauded. But to say he's disgusted that people would applaud the president of the United States?
That's the MSNBC talking. A Republican president of the United States. Yes.
Here's what I really believe in my heart of hearts. I believe that the card-carrying members of the mainstream media, the fake news enterprise, the people out there, the vast majority of reporters, who, by the way, have a miserable approval rating. I mean, what these people are right in my mind are doing right now, they are grasping at straws because they realize they're on their way out, so they're just trying everything. And this would be a good example of it.
Right, it's lashing out.
If you are to the point of lamenting that people are applauding a president at a football game, you have lost all credibility. You're just like a backbench bitter, you know, crank. Right? It's sort of like Heidi Heitkamp, to tell you the truth, although in a different way. Heidi Heitkamp, you know, she can't say enough bad things about the president, but there she goes again today to the White House to talk about immigration. Why? I mean, how many times does she have to fool us? You told us you were going to do this on Obamacare, and you had an open mind, and you wanted to be bipartisan. Every day I fight, I want to be bipartisan, and then you go there and you're not. Same thing you pulled
because
on.
Because you're supposed to say you're bipartisan.
So they're lying to us. Is that it, Todd?
You can't be on the record and saying, I'm going to go and do whatever the heck I feel like doing. They never say that. But they do it all the time.
Same drill we got on tax cuts. Oh, I really wanted to be for tax cuts. I really wanted to be. I had meetings. I was.
Because nobody's going to go. You can't go on the record and say, I'm opposed to tax cuts. You're going to lose every time. But that said, your vote may be completely different once, you know, it's time to actually pull the lever, so to speak.
And now she's in an immigration meeting as if she's going to be for the wall. North Dakotans want the wall. It's very obvious she doesn't. North Dakotans
maybe a Canadian wall, but she doesn't. Yeah, you know.
I don't know. The Trump opposition.
Your expectations unrealistic is my point, but
the Trump opposition, which Heidi Heitkamp would be front and center for, the fake news enterprise opposition. To me, they've lost all credibility. They're not. It's just like you said, Todd. What do you expect? You're just baking this into the cake. My point is that this has to be pointed out. I think that they are so far removed from what real people feel, and by real people, I'm talking about the folks we talk to every day in this audience. All right, the people that were in that auditorium yesterday in Nashville, hearing about farm and ranch policy. And things that they had wished for, hoped for, proposed for decades, and had ignored. All right? People go to a football game, see a president walk on the field. They're going to say, way to go. There's our president. Hello? They're not getting sucked into all this stupid fake news. I can't even believe it. It is, I don't know. I don't know what the end game is. What is the end game for fake news? And Joe Scarborough and all these people. Or the end game for Heidi Heitkamp and the Democrats that are just against everything for Trump. What's the end game for them? Hoping that he stumbles at some point? I don't know. Help me understand this, folks. I don't get it. 800.
The end game would be Oprah winning the White House. That would be the end game.
Not according to your poll. That's not going to work out. That's not too likely. Not going to be anytime soon. How'd that end yesterday? What was the final tally?
I'll pull it up while you're talking here.
Coming to the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Ray Starling. Ray is the special assistant to President Trump for agriculture policy. He sits on the Council of Economic Advisors, very instrumental in what the president proposed yesterday. Those executive orders he signed, we'll dig into that. Next hour, Trooper Talk, North Dakota Highway Patrol here. So what questions do you have about things you've seen on the highway? Questions you have about when this happens, what should I do, or whatever? We always get great questions from our audience for Trooper Talk, and that's next hour, so stay tuned for that. Right now, we're going to get some answers. We're going to go up to Wing, North Dakota, and we're going to get some answers because Fred is standing by to answer every outstanding question that we might just have here on the program. Hello, Fred.
Good morning, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
We're hoping for a better year this year. With what Trump said at the farm thing yesterday, I see some good things happening in 2018, but that's not why I called today. I was reading in my Bible today, and I went to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Wow. How did Paul know way back then to write this letter to Timothy? Because Timothy was having trouble with his people. And he wrote this letter to Timothy, and it explains exactly what's going on with the news media and these women in the news media, the people on The View, with Oprah Winfrey. I mean, it just explains it right down to a T. I encourage everybody to read 2 Timothy 3. It talks about one verse. It says, for this sort of people, the sort of people we're talking about, for this sort of people are they which creep into the houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins that are led away into diverse lusts. Paul was writing that to Timothy. Now, every day we get these people creeping in through our television sets into our homes, and they're leading women into things like that big march down there that they had after the inauguration. I mean, silly women are following after this leading of these people like Oprah, like the girls on The View, and it's not only women, it's men too. And you talked about an end game. You read verse 9 of that chapter. I mean, it just, wow. I just truly amazes me that this stuff happened before and that it's happening again. And I would encourage all the listeners to read what Jesus has to say about these kind of people that are leading people astray with their political talk.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
As they say. So, good suggestion. Thank you for that. What did you like yesterday and what you heard in the speech from the president on any one particular policy? We got one of the experts coming on, so I wanted to know. We'll ask him about it.
Well, the waters of the U.S. rule. I mean, the people cheered so loud. They understood it. And then I liked when Trump come out and he said, you know, you're not going to have any more death tax. And he says, it's going to be a good thing for your kids. And then he had some humor. He said, it ain't going to help you guys much, but it's going to help your kids so you can inherit your farm. Yeah, I can remember in 1979 going into the Capitol and going to one of the committee rooms and trying to change that inheritance tax rules in 79. And Reagan came into office and he changed it. And it was gone. I mean, it was a big thing back then in 79. Well, now over the years, that inheritance tax, the death tax, crept in again. And now we're to the point, again, with the inflation of land prices and inflation of business places being higher, dollar amounts. All of a sudden, we're up against it again. And here we got another guy, kind of like Reagan, Mr. Trump comes in, sees that it's dumb, and he gets rid of it. Great. Congress, thank you for voting. Senate, yeah, thank you.
Exactly right, Fred. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate your take. Jim on the road, what's your take on what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah. Talk about the end game in here. In my opinion, I think what it is, the end game ultimately is going to be socialism or communism. That's what's being pushed by this. And we were duped into this It's obvious now when Obama got elected that his job was to destroy America or change. He talked about changing fundamentally from a free society to a communist society. And anybody denying that is just thrown in the wind. It's obvious now. So I think that's what their end game is. They're doing it in schools, everywhere. There's stuff all over the Internet that tells what they are doing. And there's a lot of people that are on it already. So I hope it does get stopped. But I think that's their ultimate end game, is total control of everything. And if you study communism, what it is, there's no private property rights. They take all your land away, your house, everything. And what they call everybody being even, you know, on that. But that's a communist society. And I think that's their goal.
That is their goal. That is their end game, as you say, Jim. Appreciate that. 258-0550 is our local telephone number. You agree with Jim? Disagree? Let me know. 800-228-0550. We'll get Todd's tally in here from yesterday's poll,
too. Listening to the poll, too. That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stuxnet County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Creek, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. You should be too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine, and you can get yours only at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. Hot spring hot tubs really are every day made better.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too?
If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table. You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and look for the duck.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind, Scott Hinton, Todd Mitchell. Hi, friends. Already getting texts for our troopers for the next hour, Todd. Can you believe that?
Trooper Talk is always pretty popular, you know.
Yeah, a little pent-up demand because it's been a while since we've had Trooper Talk. It was before the holidays, so yeah. Due for a Trooper Talk. It's been a while, and look forward to that conversation in a couple of minutes. So what was the final tally? I saw you posted it up here, but tell folks, you asked the question, okay, Trump or Oprah, which one?
On my Facebook, you can still vote. It's up for like another 6 days or so. 197 Trump, 58 Oprah.
Not so good for Oprah. Maybe she could rethink this a little bit. Yeah. Might want to rethink.
It seems to me that Trump won the last election as well. They may need to rally a little bit. I don't know. Is Oprah the right direction?
No, Oprah's not going to run. That's it's all laughable. My point is,
not going to run? I'm not so sure about that.
The whole point, I don't think she is. If she already has one of her advisors leaking that she has no intention of running, and I just don't think she's politician.
Plenty of political campaigns have started with the phrase, "No, I'm not running."
Well, that's true. I'm just telling you my opinion. I don't think she's going to.
Right.
The reason I brought it up yesterday is I just was flabbergasted by how quickly everyone is swooning over that idea after one award show. It's just stupid. You don't know anything about this woman. You don't know anything about what she stands for.
There's a vacuum over on that end of the political aisle. They've had nothing to swoon over.
Well, it's disgusting.
Ever since Bernie went away, they've had absolutely no reason to swoon. So anything, especially somebody of notoriety, good or bad, pops up, they're going to swoon. There's a whole vacuum over there. They can't help. They got nothing else to swoon over.
They're swooning over Bernie.
They had something over which to swoon.
Swooning over socialism, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah. Well,
back to the phones and the text here in a moment. I want to tell you, we're brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, the bottom line is you need support from guys who know spray application. That's the bottom line. And nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including, of course, the creme de la creme, the best of the best, the Apache self-propelled sprayers, new and used. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com. That's their website. Or they'd love it if you'd stop and see them. Coffee's always on. High Plains Apache Mandan. Give them a jingle at 663-2375. They're also in Frontier, actually just south of Fargo. Exit 60 off I-29 is the Walmart exit in Fargo at High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Let's go to Tom in Grand Forks with a comment. Hello, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you guys doing today?
Doing better now that you called, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a question for you. Is or is not Obamacare dead in the water?
When you say it dead in the water, Obamacare is still law of the land. We don't have the individual mandate anymore. That was removed as part of the tax reform deal. But there are elements of Obamacare that are still out there.
All right. Well, do we still need to go ahead and provide proof of insurance coverage?
No, that's gone. The individual mandate, the penalty that came, for not having insurance, that's gone. They repealed that.
Well, you know what? I think they just better get rid of the whole thing. I know they tried, and I applaud Donald Trump tremendously. I think he's doing a great job. So with that, I'll just go ahead and thank you very much for answering my question. We'll talk to you later.
Nice chatting with you. Appreciate it. Some would like it to be gone, for sure. Chad out in Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, it's Chad here, formerly known as the Happy Democrat. But just had some insight as to this whole Oprah thing. Back when I heard that she was winning the Cecil B. DeVille Award, my first thought, just the way I used to think, is that this was a political move on the left side. You know, she shouldn't have won the award. I don't know why she did. The only thing that makes sense is for what happened and why we're talking now.
Yeah, true. And that's what I'm saying. I guess Seth Meyers, a little bit at the beginning, a little rope-a-dope, which I'm sure was worked out because there was some sort of a little skit back and forth there, and he made the point that many people believe that Trump ran for president because of his performance at a White House correspondence dinner a number of years ago. Talk about egos, these people, huh? Yeah, that's why Trump ran. Yeah, I mean, he's been talking about it since the 80s, and you on a stage giving him some grief. Yeah, that's why he ran. Yeah, go away. Get off my TV screen. These people are unbelievable.
I think Trump ran because he saw himself on The Simpsons running for president.
What was that,
15 years ago?
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah,
that was
coming
great.
Down the escalator on The Simpsons.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make this stuff up. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it. 2580550. Texter says you do still need proof of insurance for 2017 taxes. That's probably right, because the repeal and all the new tax policy takes place for 2018. So, Texter says any Democrat that gives a good speech is automatically in line to run for president. Remember young Obama? That's the deal with Oprah. Okay. That makes sense. Another listener says the good book speaks of people having scales over their eyes and hearts in the end times, unable to see or recognize truth. I fear these are the people we see on television every day, demonstrating their love of self over their creator. Pray they find truth. That's a good prayer. That's good advice, for sure. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's see here. A bunch of texts that we have for our friends, Trooper Talk, coming up here in a couple of minutes, so we'll get to those. Oh, somebody wanted us to ask about river levels. Water is rising in the Briardale area. Who could get us answers on the river levels at Briardale, would you say, Todd? Probably not our ag expert from the White House. Probably not our Trooper Talk.
Army Corps?
Maybe an Army Corps. If anybody knows, by the way, about river levels in Briardale, there's many more experts in our audience that we could ever call upon. So you can call and let us know. 800-228-0550. Good morning, Todd and Scott. Since California is going outside with the federal laws regarding marijuana and the new tax legislation that was passed, why are we not pulling federal dollars from them? They should not have access to Medicare dollars, a school funding, if they're going to be above the federal government in and besides, if they can't follow the rules like every other state. Then you don't have to have the privileges that go with that, too. You know, there is a pesky little amendment of the Constitution known as the 10th Amendment. Some of these things, I think, ultimately should be decided by states rather than the federal government. I don't know why, you know, you go back and look when that changed, why did it change? I don't know. Here's another text. Please stop talking about Oprah. It's the worst thing you guys can talk about. People are sick of hearing about the last presidential election. You're turning away listeners by the dozens by talking about the next election already, says Riley in Golden Valley.
Caller brings up Oprah, so what do you do?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, it's a topic in the news. I kind of felt that way yesterday, although we ended up talking about it a lot. I brought it up in a fit of frustration that, you know, that there was all this tither, everybody having a fit over Oprah, but I kind of hear what you're saying. It's certainly too early to talk about the next election, that's for sure. At least 2020. 2018, that's in November. That's coming
up. You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Are you a nurse? Why'd you become a nurse? I bet it's because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession? Well, at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you, and they now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree, $15,000. That is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere. You can run up to $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary, smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time. University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. It is a pleasure to welcome to the program President Donald Trump's special assistant to the President for Agriculture, Ray Starling. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hi, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, glad to get a chance to visit with you today. We watched the president's speech yesterday in Nashville before the Farm Bureau gathering and couldn't help but see a version of what we interact with every day here in the heartland of America in the way of response. And I know it must drive the mainstream media and the fake news enterprise absolutely crazy because there's quite a bond between this president and rural America, isn't there?
Well, I think there is. I think that was made very clear now 2 Novembers ago. And the really gratifying thing about that, Scott, I'm one of those products of rural America, and I still care deeply about it. And having the chance to be around the president and know that he knows, A, number one, that's a group that's politically going to continue to be important to him, but B, that he wants to help that community. He wants to figure out how do we make rural America, and in particular agricultural America, how do we keep the prosperity we've got and how do we create a little more? And of course he has this tool. You might have heard that he has a Twitter account. And so he's able to tell people what's on his mind, without going through the filter of the media. And so, I think, as you say, in the heartland, folks generally like the direction in which we're headed.
Yeah. And what is amazing to me is, whether it was yesterday with the farmers and ranchers at the Farm Bureau gathering in Nashville or, over in, Georgia for the football game last night and getting on the field, there is, and again, what some would consider flyover country. But these parts where the president connected, certainly during the campaign, and obviously continues to connect, a real bond there. And
I think that's right. Yes, sir.
Does the president...
I would just say to that, go ahead, Scott, I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask you, the president feels that. Does he connect with that?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. And folks should know that you don't have the president of the United States come and dedicate an afternoon to talk to farmers and ranchers out in a venue that is close to that and is in that heartland that we just talked about, unless a team of people at the White House bless that effort. So the great thing is the president gets it, the folks that he's chosen to put around him, Secretary Perdue and others, and even his senior staff, whose names are not, you know, household names, but folks who certainly help control the agenda there. All of those folks are supportive of what we can do in rural America.
So let's talk a little bit about what was specifically announced. I know Congressman Kevin Cramer is a regular with us on the program. There's a talk radio town hall, takes calls from listeners. And from time to time, the broadband question has come up. He's expressed concern previously just about the amount of, you know, that the idea and the premise behind it was very much supported by the administration, but he thought it needed more resources. Sounds like that's been addressed. Talk specifically about rural broadband and what is in what the president proposed.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't think there's any disagreement with us and the congressman about the fact that it's going to take more resources to get this to where it needs to go. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But while we work on that and while we wait on that and while, frankly, we ask for Congress's help with that, it's important to not just wait for that home run, you know, not wait for the moonshot, not wait for the major bill that's dedicated just to this issue that gives us all the money in the world that we would need to build this out Cadillac style. In fact, I would just say, Scott, from my perspective, having not been in Washington, D.C. very long, that's one of the things that keeps us from doing more than we could do, because everybody's trying to hit home runs. And in the meantime, there are a number of base hits that we could be achieving. And what the president did yesterday with regard to these executive actions was a solid base hit. He essentially said to the Department of the Interior, look, you've got assets all across the United States. You've got assets in places where we don't have a lot of urban opportunity or a lot of urban buildings or a lot of even public infrastructure. We want you to make those facilities, those towers, those buildings available to broadband providers to be able to lease or use part of those buildings or towers for their broadband deployment efforts. The other executive action is really wonky, if you will, Scott. Back in 2011, Congress actually directed the administration to say, look, across all of your agencies that have assets and facilities that could be used in broadband deployment, let's develop a streamlined process so that a provider doesn't have one race to run with the USDA and then turn around and run an entirely different race with the FDA or with another agency that controls federal property. It's hard to believe we're now in 2018. That's just simply not been done. So if I'm a private provider and I'm looking to provide rural broadband out in the heartland, as you said earlier, right now I have to run a different set of hoops at each agency. And that's just not the way the president works. And he's essentially said on both of these, within 6 months, we need to have this process rocking and rolling.
Explain to us the president's vision of broadband as infrastructure, right? Because,
great question.
Why do those two go together?
Yeah, well, and I think yesterday the Secretary of Agriculture released a report called the Ag and Rural Prosperity Task Force report. That came from the fact that back in April, the president looked at the secretary with a group of farmers in the Roosevelt Room of the West Wing, and he said, Sonny Perdue, I want you to bring me a list of what we can do to help the folks gathered around this table. Secretary Perdue released that report yesterday. He gave a speech at the Farm Bureau Convention about what they found. And the number one thing they found was this connectivity issue, that the middle C of the report, if you will, is this notion that so much else for rural America hinges on making sure they are connected in what some would call the connected age, and indeed some folks would call the post-connected age. So how does that relate to infrastructure? Well, I think that sort of makes the point that connecting to the rest of the country and to the rest of the world is just important through electronic mechanism, through communications mechanism, as it is with roads, bridges, highways, ports, and things of that nature. And so in our view, this is a part of our infrastructure conversation.
We're chatting with Ray Starling today, who is a special assistant to the president for agriculture, recapping the president's address yesterday to the Farm Bureau down in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's talk a little bit about trade. The president, obviously, for decades has talked about basically the raw deal the United States gets on trade, yet you've got a lot of growers within the sound of my voice who have a lot of customers that are part of those deals. So folks are a little nervous that obviously a disruption of those deals, even though obviously they may not have been negotiated in the best way for our growers or for the United States overall, could be disrupted as the president rolls up the sleeves and says, hey, we're going to do this differently. What would you tell them?
Well, I'd say a couple things. I think, first of all, I think the president's listening. You've got a number of folks that have made clear that, in particular, the NAFTA agreement has been positive for agriculture, generally speaking. We're certainly selling more to Mexico and Canada than we ever have. And that's on the basis and on the premise of these pre-negotiated terms that we have in this massive trade deal. So no doubt I want folks to hear and understand that the president knows for our sector, it's the sector that my folks work in, it's the sector that my brother works in, it's the sector that I'm very, very proud of that feeds all of us. We understand at the White House that trade is where we get our profit margin on a number of our products. If we were to close our markets or if markets we're in now were to become closed, certainly that would have an economic effect on our sector. But with that said, I think the overarching message and really the intent and the genuine desire on the president's part is let's make all of these markets work more efficiently. Let's let them be more fair. Let's let the playing field be more level. And when we do that, perhaps getting to a point in some of these other agreements where we are on agriculture in NAFTA, but once we get there, not just in the relationship with Canada-Mexico, but in other places around the world, if we're able to negotiate those efficient, fair, more level playing field rules, the American farmer is going to be the first person in line to benefit from that.
Final question we'll probably have time for here. Just talk a little bit about the Farm Bureau. The president did address it yesterday, made reference to the fact you guys like the crop insurance provision, and I think he knew the answer he was going to get there. But obviously that's probably the most important feature to growers in our part of the world about the Farm Bill. Give us a little sense of when you believe the president's pen to paper on the new Farm Bill happens.
Well, obviously there's a deadline that's sort of staring us in the face. Sometimes that motivates Washington, D.C., and sometimes it doesn't. And so, you know, by the end of this fiscal year, the current Farm Bill expires. The authors of the Farm Bill are always astute to put in some triggers that at the end of the expiration, that's redundant, but at the expiration of a Farm Bill, we go back to farm policies that relate back to the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Some people will tell you that would result in mayhem. Others will tell you it's not that big a deal, but I don't think any of us want to find out. And so that deadline comes in the fall. Obviously, apparently, there's some midterm elections this fall, so if we're going to get things done prior to then, you know, D.C. is going to quieten down in July and August. And so we've got to get most of our work done before then if we're going to meet that September 30th deadline. And so I think first you'll see the House move. I think that's been the understanding and the agreement all along. As the Chairman Conaway out of Texas has his folks ready to go. He certainly worked with the Speaker's office and, as I understand it, has gotten a commitment that everyone there understands how important this is to get done. And notice what the president said yesterday, and this could have been the longest two words in the speech, but he said on time. And that's important to our ag community because we need to know what the policies are going to be going forward so we can make decisions about planting for next year. So I think you're going to see the House work in the spring, you know, within the first 3 months of the year, hopefully get something out of the committee and on the floor, and then the onus will be on the Senate. We would certainly hope that by summer, if not certainly before the deadline, we'd have something real to talk about in terms of a compromise between the two chambers and something that we can support.
Fantastic. Really appreciate the insight and analysis, and a great day yesterday for agriculture, certainly. Ray Starling, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks, Scott. Take care, sir.
Special assistant to the president for Ag, recapping yesterday's speech on What's on Your Mind. MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Advice for you if you're in the oil and gas industry and you are in charge of moving rig, rig site to rig site, and you're seeing costs go up, seeing some problems occur, call Delta first. That's my advice for you. Delta Constructors, because one call does it all. They help us celebrate the call of the day, because without our callers, the show doesn't go. On What's on Your Mind. We ask what's on your mind. People tell us. That's the whole premise of the show. Getting to hear from you. Fabulous. Like Dan and Glendive yesterday, who called about, I don't know if I dare even say it, what he called about, Todd. Somebody's going to get mad. They don't want us to talk about it. Blame Dan.
Oh, for crying. I get it. But I don't think you get it. She's black, and she's a woman. She's black, and she's a woman. She's a woman, and she's black. She's a woman, and she's black. Now do you get it?
I think he was talking about the person that you were taking a poll yesterday, wondering if she might be a presidential candidate. I forget her name.
I hate when people are so ambiguous and they won't just come out and make their point.
Anyway.
Cut to the chase. What are you saying?
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate your call. And thank you, Delta, for helping us celebrate our callers. One call does it all. Delta Constructors. 406-250-8151. Call Eric today. 406-250-8151. Turnkey well sites. Four words that remove the headaches. Push the easy button. Turnkey well sites. DeltaConstructors.net. Next hour, it's Trooper Talk on the program, and we're looking forward to answering your questions and comments today. So lay it on us, folks. What do you have? Sergeant Wade Cattermas is going to be here. Trooper Don Newman will be here, and your calls, questions, and comments. We're already getting a few texts in, so we welcome those. 367-2054. 367-2054 for me. Todd at 226-8503, 226-8503. Or better yet, you can call us at 800-228-0550. That's coming up next hour. Tomorrow on the program, Christy Nome will be here, South Dakota's one and only representative in the United States House. She has that Congressman Kevin Cramer North Dakota thing going on. One rep for the entire state, right? Congressman Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall is Thursday this week. So we look forward to that conversation. As well. I'll be in Bismarck for a town hall on Friday. Looking forward to that. Should be fun. Texter says, Oprah will never run. Oh, there's the old word again. She knows there will be things dug up that will destroy her. I say let her run. Maybe we can get rid of her once and for all. I'd love to see her power destroyed. Love your show, says Russ.
Am I supposed to repurpose this then?
For the old word?
Obama, yeah, the Oprah. It's the old buzzer.
That's right. We had that buzzer anytime we... That's how much we tired of saying Obama's name. Todd would actually lay out the buzzer.
Sorry, I took my finger off the trigger there. I didn't know I was going to have to hit it so soon.
Uttered the word. Yeah, exactly right. Keep your finger off that trigger, Todd. Please. Yeah.
Don't make me do it.
Dexter
Don't make
says,
me pull this buzzer over.
Scott, it would have been hilarious if someone could have hacked into this into the big screen at the Golden Globes. Put this up on the big screen. Dear Hollywood celebrities, you exist for my entertainment. Some of you are great eye candy. Not familiar with that term, are you, Todd? Some of you can deliver a line with such conviction that you bring tears to my eyes. Some of you can scare the crap out of me. Others make me laugh. But you all have one thing in common. You only have a place in my world to entertain me. That's it. You make your living pretending to be someone else, playing dress-up like a six-year-old. You live in a make-believe world in front of a camera. And often when you're away from one, too, your entire existence depends on my patronage. I'll crank the organ grinder, you dance. I don't really care where you stand on issues. Honestly, your stance matters for far less to me than any of my neighbor. You see, you aren't real. I turn off my TV or shut down my computer and you cease to exist in my world. Once I'm done with you, I can put you back in your little box until I want you to entertain me again. I don't care that you don't like Mr. Trump. But I bet you look cute saying it. Get back into your bubble. I'll let you know when I'm in the mood for something blue and shiny. And I'm also supposed to care that you will leave this great country if Trump becomes president? Ha! Please don't forget to close the door behind you. We'd like to reserve your seat for someone who loves this country and really wants to be here.
There we go.
Make me laugh. Or cry. Scare me. But realize that the only words of yours that matter are scripted. I might agree with some of you from time to time, but it doesn't matter. In my world, you exist solely for my entertainment, says John.
Did anybody ever leave the country, by the way?
I don't think so. Jim and Medora, got a minute, and it's all yours. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scotty, I was listening to your egg guy on broadband, and I want to give you a real-life example of what he was talking about. Back when I was mayor of Medora a century ago, I believe it was Verizon, tried to share the communication tower with the national park, and the national park said absolutely no way. And guess what we ended up with? We ended up a cell tower above the town of Medora that everybody in the state of North Dakota squawked about. But that's a perfect example. The Park Service, which is under the interior, has a great communication site and towers and let the private sector use that.
Yeah, and why shouldn't they? The taxpayers paid for it, for crying out loud. Isn't that a joke?
Yeah. and then when we approve the cell tower, then they come running. Oh no, no, you can use our cell tower communication area. We said no way. Next thing you're going to do is say what content can go on it.
Yeah, so, shut it down.
The guy was brilliant. I mean, people don't realize that. I don't know who that gentleman was. I caught the end of it, but what he said was absolutely the truth. Yeah.
Well, thankfully, he is on the Council of Economic Advisors as President Trump's special assistant for agriculture. Ray Starling's his name, so I'm glad that kind of common sense is back in charge in D.C.
Hi,
thank
this
you.
Is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.